We had a cab driver, remember that kid? He's in Saskatoon. Tell him a story about the kid in this other thing.
Takes him for a ride, he's drunk. He says he's about this big. He looks up and he says, I was looking up at the building. And he says to the end, and he says, okay, he says, you owe me $8.35. You don't owe me, I don't owe you a fuck.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We were just cleaning up earlier and we screwed things up.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Why don't you show the picture then, right? There's a, look at this picture here, folks.
They get my leech shoes out.
I saw that.
Yeah, you read a statement like they do in Watergate. Prepared statement.
Well, what I have, you know, is names of so many, you know, like there's so many people involved in the thing, and I keep a list if I ever have to check a number or check a name, I have it at my fingertips sort of thing.
Okay. Well, what we'll do first then is we'll go through a fast thing on your history, and then we'll go right into what you want to talk about, you know.
Okay, you just, ask me whatever you think you want to find out about the Catalan.
Okay.
And I can, anytime, you want to change, switch, go a different direction, just
keep going. You ready, Chuck? Okay.
It's Dave now, right?
Dave, yeah.
All right, okay.
Tonight we have with us Doug Hutton, and Doug's done a lot of work, a hell of a lot of work, in the rock field. Doug's worked on many things, on radio, on TV, is that right, Doug?
Television, I guess you could say.
You've produced, you've directed, you've done just about everything you could possibly do. You did some programs in the eastern part of Canada, or the eastern to BC anyway. One was called Blackfoot, and that was at the Calgary Exhibition, I believe.
Well, actually, it was a one-hour special on the Blackfoot Indian. It was a one-hour film, and it was sponsored by the Calgary Exhibition and Stampede.
Hmm. You also did Puckett's General Store, and that ran a hell of a long time, 26 half-hour segments.
Right. There was.
And what was that about?
It was a 26-week series on Western Canada, and we also had another 13-week series on Southern Alberta called Gaslight.
And that was the next on the list.
We did a 26-week series with Frank Anderson, the publisher from Calgary, and that was called the Frontier Collection. We did 26 weeks on that, which is coming out this fall. As a matter of fact, they've started running that in some markets already, and it's also been sold in Ontario. I think there's 75 cable companies involved, and Channel 11 in Toronto.
And are we going to get any of this product out in BC?
Well, I'm not sure. What they do is they sell it to independent markets. For example, the Frontier Collection is sold to CHCH in Hamilton, Toronto, and I did a series there too called Heritage Inn, which is on the history of Ontario, 26 weeks.
So you've concentrated all your production and all your efforts into a sort of a historical thing on Canada.
In the last while, the first television I ever did was Come Together. A series that ran on CTV. I wasn't associated directly with the production as the show called Come Together. I was involved in the formation of the pilot series. I put the pilot series together, and I was in partners with CFRN or CFCN in Calgary, and then we sold the show to or CTV Network.
And now you're into a thing called Cantata Canada. Now, what exactly is Cantata Canada?
Well, Cantata Canada, first of all, is the biggest thing I've ever been involved in. It's a rock musical. It's about the people, places, and times of Canada. It's performed by a group from Edmonton called Privilege.
And I believe they were part of the Jesus Christ Superstar people.
Right.
In the Canada.
There was various shows out on Superstar. Privilege, I think, had the best production, other than the original cast that performed Superstar.
So these people are doing Cantata Canada now. Are they a complete musical troupe? Do they sing, dance, play their own instruments?
No. Privilege is a five-piece group with a lead singer by the name of Mel Deegan. We have other musicians on Cantata Canada. We have about 45 musicians involved in total on the entire production of Cantata Canada. Privilege, though, is the basic group. They did all the arrangements, and they are the performers listed on the album.
So it's drawn on the general lines of the rock operas that we've seen in the last few years, except with the theme of historical Canada.
It's something really different. We were discussing this the other night, John Small, National Promotion Manager with Capitol. We're trying to determine what really established Superstar in here. And we both come to the conclusion that it was shock. When people took their clothes off on stage, you know, it was shocking.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
went to see Hair, the stage production where everybody was, you know, performing in the nude. Superstar, to call Christ a superstar, was a shock to the Christian world. On Cantata Canada, we're looking at reality. You know, we're looking at the way things really happened. And we've labeled it as a cantata, which is a very elegant and refined type of opera that tells a story. So we feel that because of it being reality, there is a trend toward something in this direction. People are looking for the truth. And we're mm-hmm. giving them the truth in Cantata Canada, because all the material, all the lyric content on the cantata has been endorsed by historians as being correct. And we feel that it's about a truthful content as what you can possibly get.
How did you get your written material for the play,
well,
opera?
We started off, we had to raise capital. That mm-hmm. was the tough part. We had to put together a commitment of about $50,000 to put the cantata together. So then we went to the national historians, various people across the country, and asked them, you know, what are the significant events in Canadian history? What is of value? What's important? What should Canadians learn about? You know, what should we sing about in this particular case? So they gave us 24 different subjects. Then we commissioned writers from various parts of Canada, from Vancouver, from Edmonton, from Calgary, from Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Toronto, the Maritime area, Montreal, and we commissioned all these writers to choose whichever of the songs they wanted to write about. So they wrote songs on these various subjects, which actually was an indication. It wasn't all writers from one area with a particular style of writing. It was the style and type of writing that was done by, you know, many people across Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after we got the 24 songs together, then we did demo recordings of them, and then came to Vancouver last year, August of 72, and recorded the first album, which is part one, which only contains 12, by the way, out of the 24 songs.
So you recorded, I believe you recorded in Studio 3 in here in Vancouver.
Right.
And when can we expect the album to be on the bookstore, or the record shelves?
Okay.
Bookstore.
The album will be released on September the 10th. There's a documentary coming out on September the 9th, and this will be played right across the country, starting from St. John, Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland, through Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Regina, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver.
Yeah. Doug, you've produced a hell of a lot of stuff, and you seem to be really excited about this Cantata Canada, and I was wondering what is the thing that makes this stand out above all the rest? You said something about rock operas being having a shock value. Is that the only thing?
Well, I think the reason I'm really excited about Cantata Canada is because it's something that's of value to Canadians. Now, when we produced the album, we didn't produce it only for Canadians. As far as a marketing approach, we produced Cantata Canada to compete worldwide. Hopefully, we can release the album in England and get sufficient airplay there, sufficient sales to make a worthwhile market in that area. Hopefully, the United States will be interested in Cantata Canada. So the music, first of all, was produced for an international market. Now, Cantata Canada is of value in particular, I think, to people who really want to get into what Canada's made up of. You know, there's been a lot of people put a lot of sweat into this country, and a lot of them haven't had much credit. It's a situation where a lot of Canadians haven't learned about Canada in the right perspective. Now, we're getting into a very complicated approach. It's hard for me to explain the importance to me personally of Cantata Canada, but I do believe that it's the truth, as I mentioned before. It's the real fact and on how it happened. We've done our best to bring to Canadians some of the most interesting things that did happen in this country.
I can see. I can see that this country has never had a complete documentary on its heroes, and I think that's good. You must have talked yourself out across the country, Doug, about Cantata Canada. Is there anything you'd like to fill, any gaps you'd like to fill in you think maybe have been left out? People to give credit to, just anything, writers?
Well, there are so many people involved in the cantata. There's at least 200 people involved directly now. There's approximately 50 musicians. There's 15 writers from across the country.
Now, those musicians include Privilege, do they?
Right, yeah. Right. There's about 25 record people that are working full-time, more or less, on Cantata Canada. There's five people that put up the money to back this project. There's lawyers that are involved, six publishers, publishing houses, three engineers, two people who did the arrangements, 12 key radio stations to start the project rolling, 100 CAB stations across the country that are possibly running the special that Chum is producing. There's 150,000 air miles that I've traveled myself, and I've seen this country from one end to the other, and it's been an education for myself and a lot of other people who have traveled with us. But finally, it's 22 million people that are going to make the choice on Cantata Canada. We've done our best to present it and produce it and put it together, and hopefully they'll understand what it's all about.
Interesting. A thought occurred to me a little while back. How did Tommy Banks get involved? He has his own syndicated show on the CBC now.
Right. Tommy is involved with a record company called Century 2. Tommy set up a new studio in Edmonton, and I think it's one of the best in Canada. It's 16-track. There's a lot of musicians in Edmonton. For example, the Edmonton Symphony. I have great respect for the Edmonton Symphony.
Coco Hiram fan.
That's right. The studio is just a part of Tommy's Century 2 productions. He's got a record label distributed by Capitol, and this happens to be the first release on Century 2. It's a Canadian-owned company.
I saw on the sheets that Dave Birchler gave me that some of the Vancouver Symphony will be playing.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to use the Vancouver Symphony when we play this area, when we do the stage production. Mm-hmm. That's something else we should talk about, because a lot of people don't realize that Cantata Canada is actually a stage production.
So it's going to be a whole sensual thing. It's going to be stage, it's going to be videotaped for schools, I understand. Or is that just in the drawing board?
Well, it's there are audiovisual concepts that we're working on. There's also a theatrical short, which
we'll
talk about
that for a while. It sounds interesting. We've had Hair and Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell on the stage, and now we have Cantata Canada. Now, how is that going to make the transition from record to the stage?
Well, the Banff School of Fine Arts are producing Cantata Canada for the stage, and we're going to have a whole year to work on it. We've got from now right through till next summer, because the school will probably feature it next summer. Those are the tentative plans we have with Dr. Layton and Les Funtake. The show will also travel. Hopefully we'll open in the National Arts Center in Ottawa sometime in September or October of 1974. Now, there's so much to go into a stage production. There's choreography, there's set design, there's costumes, there's musicians, there's charts, musical arrangements that are going to be different than the record production. There's new techniques which we're looking into. There's a laser beam projection system that is out, and I think it's called holographics. And
that's the three-dimensional.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we may be utilizing that, incorporating that into our stage production somehow. Now there's the theatrical short that we've discussed. Robert Lawrence Productions in Toronto have expressed interest in putting together a theatrical short, which would be featured in movie theaters across the country. Just today I was in to see Mr. Herbert at the McMillan Planetarium here in Vancouver, and we're trying to develop a concept that would work in the planetarium, done in quad sound, some sort of an audiovisual concept that they could produce here, Vancouver, in the planetarium. So there are so many areas, and I think a lot of people are going to come up with a lot of ideas once they hear the first medium, which is the music. That's the first thing that's going to happen with the cantata.
So we have the album, and we have the stage production, and we have something on film.
Right.
When can we expect the stage show in Vancouver and better yet, on campus?
Well, I would expect Cantata Canada to be in Vancouver by November of 74, the stage production.
It's a long time to wait.
It is, but mind you, September of 1970 was a long way away, too. When you
that's
think
right.
that we, that's when we originally started Cantata Canada. There's been so much money spent, so much traveling involved, there's so much planning that has to go into something if you're going to do it right. And we feel we've done Cantata Canada right. We feel that we've used the right people, we've used the right human resources in terms of talent, in terms of people that have given us their support morally and otherwise. I think that there are so many people involved in it that we've been able to use the right people and go with the right label or the right distributor, the right musicians, the right arrangers, sort of thing.
One thing you can show is show everyone, and not just people in Canada, but people around the world, is we have talent.
Well, right. Not only just
from
having a talent
all the way down through the musicians.
Well, hopefully we have talent. The problem in Canada, I think, is the fact that we lack confidence. We have in the past, anyway. Now we don't have to take a back seat anymore. We have the ability, I think, to put these things together. We have the talent to put them together. A lot of people, the hardest thing really is getting someone to back it, to put money up. A lot of people will talk about what they're going to do, but when it comes to digging into their pocket and coming up with a few thousand dollars and saying, you can count me in for so many shares or so many percentages, this is really the tough part. And I think it's confidence from an investment level, first of all. And once we can get over that and show people that there is money to be made with talent in Canada and start producing shows and producing talent, good records, good films, I think there's a great future in Canada.
Doug, I know you have to leave. If you had to sum up Cantata Canada in maybe one sentence or one paragraph, what would be the words you'd use?
Well, in terms of describing what it is or where it's going or what it means, it's pretty hard to sum it up. I know that this is the end of the tour for a few of us. We've been touring right from St. John's to Montreal and Ottawa and mm-hmm. Toronto and all of Western Canada. And this is the last stop on the tour. And to sum it all up, after the last 25,000 miles, I know I'm very emotional sort of thing, and I'm looking forward to September the 9th. You might dig into your library a year from now and play this tape back, and things might have changed. You know, directions might have changed. But mm-hmm. To sum it all up, I'm kind of proud to be involved in Cantata Canada.
Good show. Good luck, Doug.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That's it, Chuck. Good show. Learned a lot.
That's